Thanks for tuning in to this message from the Los Altos Grace Brethren Church. We hope this will be an encouragement to you. You can find out more messages and more about our church at www.lagbc.org.
Morning. That solo that you just heard, not in your program, that was Kayla Cashman. And Kayla, was that your first solo? Nope. But we appreciated her sharing with us that way. We invite you to participate with us in worship and praise as we celebrate Christmas, a time for giving. Follow along in your program so you can see when you are up next and your words are printed on the opposite page. So be prepared to sing with us in raising your voices in worship and praise to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
God of our worship and God of our praise, you are. For many, Christmas is the happiest time of the year. Even those who do not celebrate the birth of Christ love this season. And that is easy to understand, because at Christmas, people are the most giving. While there can be a disturbing element of commercialism in December, we also see a heartwarming spirit of generosity almost everywhere we turn. In fact, Christmas has a long history of being a giving time. This goes back to the story of the Incarnation told to us in the Bible in Luke 2. First of all, Mary, calling herself a bondservant, gave her life to the Lord's service and willingly gave birth to the Christ child. But she was also prepared to give up her reputation for the Lord's sake. She chose to risk being labeled an adulteress, which would bring scorn, poverty, and even the death penalty.
Please help my heart to understand. Caesar Augustus also gave something, a decree for a census, requiring that everyone in the Roman Empire return to the city of his origin for registration. No doubt the pagan emperor considered the census his own idea. However, God was actually overruling his thoughts in order to get Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem at the exact time for the Messiah's birth. With so many people traveling, lodging must have been difficult to find, realizing Mary needed a place to rest, the innkeeper gave what he could, shelter in a stable.
Stable.
Virgin, holy and mild, sent from the highest, come down in glory. Tell the glad story, welcome the child.
Shepherds arise, now go to the manger. Find where the infant Jesus is laid. Offer your homage, kneel down before him. Praise and adore him, be not afraid. Wise men shall sing him, Christ the Redeemer. Journey to Bethlehem, led by a star. Offer your treasures, gold, myrrh, and incense. Precious oblations brought from afar.
This gift from heaven came humbly wrapped. Instead of coming down in a grand display of glory, Jesus was quietly conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of a virgin who had no social or economic standing. Even the setting of his birth was lowly. The only shelter Mary and Joseph could find was a stable. On that night, in the stable, with animal smells all around, the Son of God was born. While retaining his full deity, he took on the limitations of humanity and entered this world as a tiny, helpless baby.
Sleep, holy child, for thou art safe in heaven's keeping. Angels hover near, and they are here to guard thy sleeping. Shadows of the night will in the morning light be gone. Sleep, holy child, so meek and mild. Sleep on. At thy crib we find faith and hope have shined. Beaming, their light is beaming, gleaming to all mankind. Sleep, holy child, thy coming brings a brighter dawn. Lord of life and love,
angel gave proclamation of the Messiah's birth.
Singing.
Did that bless you? Whew. Terrific, Bob, thank you. On the next number, this is the short part the choir will do, and when you hear a bump, 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 would you please stand on your own, because I'm coordinating, turning around, getting the music, and ready to bring you in on Joy to the World, okay? See you in a bit.
For unto us a Son, a Savior, His name is Wonderful Counselor. He is the mighty God, Prince of Peace, and our Savior forever. Singing Gloria, 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 sing Gloria. Glory to God in the highest.
Stopping in rehearsal, let's get that one right, okay? My fault, I can't see that well looking down and get the right lens in place, so you get to go back to rehearsal 781. You got that? This is when you sing "Oh Night Divine," the last one you're up already, and go.
Oh Night Divine.
I've never been so frightened in my life.
So was I.
Me too.
I was terrified.
Do you hear?
Do you see?
I've never seen the sky shine quite so bright.
Nor have I.
I'm still shaking.
I was petrified.
Was I dreaming?
No, not unless we all were dreaming.
No, it's true.
Yes, it's true.
Are you sure?
I saw it too.
All the angels. What a sight.
There's never been a night like this in all the history of the whole human race.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord.
Praise his holy name.
Who are we?
Why are we numbered among the very first to know he has come?
Who are we?
Why has he chosen us? We're just a very ordinary, commonplace, customary shepherds who've been waiting for Messiah to come.
From the leaders of our land in Jerusalem.
But instead he came to Bethlehem. The angel told us so.
This is so.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. What'll we do?
We'll go to Bethlehem and see this wonderful thing the Lord has told us about.
I'm with you, me too.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's go.
Shepherds gave personal testimony and praise. After the shepherds had seen him, they made known the statement which had been told them about this Christ. All who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, which was just as it had been told of them.
And tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go and tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Oh, go and tell it on the mountain, over the hills and mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a and tell it on the mountain. the humble Christ was born and brought us God's salvation. That blessed Christmas morn. Come on, sing this with me. Oh, go and tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go and tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Later, probably a year or two later, Magi from the East arrived with gifts. Now, Magi were the intellectuals and the government advisors of their culture. We like to refer to them oftentimes as the three wise men or the three kings. And the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over the place where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. And they fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gifts of gold and of frankincense and of myrrh.
Men, would you stand with me? May I have the men stand with me as we sing We Three Kings? Yeah, sing loudly on the first verse, please, if you will.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star.
This is not being dignified, but who cares? There are a couple sitting down here on the third row that belong up in the choir. If I'd known they were going to be anywhere near here, they would be singing. Cal and Barbara Davis are here. That's a fantastic tenor and alto. Have you sung Wonderful Counselor? You probably have. You want to come up?
Glory, hallelujah, to the newborn King.
And of course, the loving Heavenly Father, who is characterized by giving, gave the greatest gift of all time, our Savior Jesus Christ. In him, we not only live and move and exist, we also receive forgiveness of sin so that we can become the children of God. Words in the song said, "And the Father rejoiced, for he did not lose his son, but he gained for himself forever those who'd come." God took the sinless Christ and poured into him all our sins. Then in exchange, he poured God's goodness into us. So receive the love he offers you. Be reconciled to God.
Mary gave her life to the Lord's service.
Caesar Augustus gave a decree for a census.
The innkeeper gave a stable.
An angel gave proclamation of the Savior's birth.
And the shepherds gave personal testimony and praise.
The Magi gave gifts and fell down and worshiped him.
The loving Heavenly Father gave the greatest gift of all time, his son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
What about you? What will you give this Christmas?
Have you given your heart to him?
Won't you give yourself to serve him and his kingdom?
This Christmas gift is both personal and universal. Jesus Christ came to offer himself as the sacrifice for sins to all who believe and call on his name for salvation. Although this offer is given to everyone, each person must choose whether to accept or reject God's gift. The gift must be personally received. It's a gift we keep for ourselves, but it's also a gift we share with others. Each time we explain to someone who Jesus is and how he came to save us from our sins, we are offering them the gift of Christ.
But Christmas is also about emptiness. There's an empty throne, an empty manger, an empty cross, and an empty tomb, all of which fill our empty hearts. It's a circuit. When Jesus traveled from heaven to earth, he used a round-trip ticket with stops along the way. He left the throne for the manger, left the manger for the cross for the tomb, and the tomb for the throne. He left blessings behind at every stop. He emptied himself so we might be filled. That is the true story of Christmas.
Hebrews 10:12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God.
He was born to die, and he died to rise again.
Because of his death, we can live forgiven.
And because of his resurrection, we can live forever.
Christmas reminds us that empty hearts are filled because of an empty tomb.
Thank you.
You'll probably receive many gifts during your lifetime, but the one who arrived on that first Christmas night in a stable is the only one that really matters. Although you can't see or touch him, he's always with you if you know him as Savior. He will love you unconditionally. He will cleanse you from all sin. And one day he will bring you home to himself in heaven. No wonder Paul exclaimed, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift."
You know, I'm not really sure what to add to that, right? I mean, Jesus came and he gave his life as a gift for you. He took the punishment that each and every person who's ever been born deserves. And God raised him from the dead as proof that that was enough. That was enough for all of our sins to be forgiven. You know, I've seen Carlita over the years recruit people to the choir, and she's vicious, right? But I've never seen anything quite like this, Cal. You know, right in the middle of a performance, boom, you're up here. You know, hey, you know what? But it made me think about this. It made me think that God is calling, Jesus is calling us, right? He said that my sheep will know my voice and they'll follow me. He said that all that the Father has given me will come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will certainly not cast out. You know, you've heard the message of the gospel here today. And that's Jesus calling you. If you've responded to it in the past, then it's something that just fills your heart and you know, hey, my future is secure. I know that I'm going to live forever with Jesus. I'm a part of his family. He's a part of my life. But if you're here and that's never been something you've responded to, then I'm here to tell you Jesus is calling you right here, right now. And like Cal got out of his chair and came up here when Carlita said, come, you can do that right now too. You can, in your heart, say yes to Jesus. Recognize that there's no way that you can ever make it on your own. You can't be good enough. It's impossible. But Jesus was good enough for us. He was the perfect man. He lived a perfect life. And then he offered that life up as a sacrifice for our sins. He did it for us. Not for himself. He did it for us. So that we could live forever with him. And it's my hope and prayer, and I know the same is true for the choir and a lot of folks who are here, that nobody leaves here today without knowing that. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for the grace that you've given to us, so much for the gift of life that you offer us, forgiveness, a future with nothing but hope. And so, Lord, I pray today that your Spirit would touch hearts, that you would call people to you, and I ask right now, if the Lord's putting that on your heart, all you really have to do is say thank you. Accept the gift and make it yours. Thank you, Jesus, for it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Please join us.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Sing it with me. Listen to my story. A story about my Jesus. Amen. Amen. See the little baby wrapped in a manger on Christmas morning. Oh, amen. See him at the seashore, talking to the fishermen, making them disciples. Amen. Amen. Riding through Jerusalem, waving palm branches in pomp and splendor. Amen. Father, in deepest sorrow, sorrow, led before Pilate, sing amen, and then they crucified him.
One more thing to do before we can go.
You guys can have a seat. Good morning, everyone. My name is John Howard. I'm a 1991 Brethren High School graduate, and Jocelyn Pryor.
I'm Jocelyn Pryor, and I'm 1992. We wanted to say a little bit of some things about Carlita Hutton. So we're going to just take a quick minute and recap her life in about 1 minute. A life that is coming up on 85 years.
Yes. Stand up and give her a round of applause.
Gosh, it's really hard to sum it all up. This woman has more power in her wrists and her arms than most of us will have in a lifetime. And thank God she's used her powers for good. We have had so many moving moments under her direction over the many, many years that so many of us have been singing with her. From the alumni to just anybody that has sung with her. We have had the pleasure and the distinct honor of being able to worship with her. This is, in fact, her worship and her precision and her dignity and grace that she gives to every single note that is part of her worship, and that is consequently part of ours as well. I think we can all agree. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, and I don't want to cry here because I am a crier, that you have been such a blessing, even this morning, as we're all sitting here in our choir loft. Oh, no. Here it goes. And she wasn't feeling well this morning. And yet she got up here this morning and ministered to us and then was able to direct all of us. And I just think, thank you so much. I think it's a Chick-fil-A napkin. She really has been such a wonderful blessing to all of us, and I hope that we all can enjoy her for a great many more years, hopefully directing us for a great many more years, even though I think we give her a little bit of grief sometimes. We truly love you, and we're so thankful for you, and we've been so blessed by you for so long. Thank you.
And I just wanted to add to that, for many of you who have been instructed by Carlita Hutton, if you've worked with her as a faculty member, if you were her boss at one point, could you please stand? If you were a student from the fall of 1954 until these 2000s, could you just please stand? If you've been any contact with her whatsoever at church or at school, we'd like you to stand. Ms. Hutton, this is just a very small sample of the people that you've impacted over these last several decades, and we know it's all for God's glory, and thank you for instilling that in us. And these people right here represent countless families and friends and people that they're going to go on and impact for a lifetime and on into eternity. So thank you for instilling that in us, that no matter what you do, only what you do for Christ will last, and we appreciate that in you. Thank you. We love you. And we also have some gifts for you. The choir here put together some coins, and we've got something for you, too. So happy 85th birthday. James Brown's going to lead us in happy birthday. Is that okay? Yeah. All right.
Amen. Give me a key, Tom. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Everybody standing.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.